Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the mountain shit. Let's go hook him up!
Well, how did you enjoy the show?
I thought it was a great show.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good show, too. I thought it was, I mean, it wasn't like the greatest pay-per-view ever, but I mean, I thought it was, everything was pretty decent.
Yeah, the crowd was awesome. I think the crowd made this show for the most part.
The crowd was awesome. They had some really cool chants that I'm sure a lot of people in the back weren't very happy about.
We got a D'Lo Brown chant, I think. Trying to think what
a bunch of Daniel Bryan chants during the Mark Henry match.
Yeah, and I think there was like an Andre the Giant chant or something during the Big Show and Mark Henry match or something. I don't know, maybe because his son was in the match. I don't know.
Well, they chanted so many different things during that match. That's what was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the crowd was that was a cool crowd. I mean, I had the volume. I was. For me, I didn't pay for it. So I kind of had the volume kind of turned down, and it still sounded loud as hell. And then, like, at the very end, I turned it all the way up, and you could really, really hear how fucking crazy these people were going. But
I think they wanted Zack Ryder.
Oh, yeah, the Zack Ryder chants at the beginning were fucking loud as shit, man. They should have. I mean, they might as well have just had Dolph wrestle three times and just had him either lose or beat Ryder, you know, to get it over with or whatever. But we'll go ahead and start with the first match, which was the what fucking title?
U.S. title.
The U.S. title.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the U.S. title, and it was Dolph Ziggler. And against John Morrison, and I don't know, what did you think of the match?
I thought it was a great match, great opener. It was probably, I like John Morrison being in there because I think it probably would have been a better match than if Zack Ryder was in there.
Ryder would have been more over than Morrison, but yeah, so it would have been a better match for Morrison. But Dolph just looked fucking fantastic, man. I mean... He looks like more like Mr. Perfect almost every week, it seems like.
Yeah. You can tell this is kind of what he's going for.
Yeah, just throwing some awesome drop kicks. I mean, man, he looked awesome. I mean, Morrison can do some spectacular stuff, but I mean, Ziggler was the star of that match by far.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he ended up winning, and then... of course, you know, you hear the woo-woo-woo, and of course the woo-woo guy came out and basically just came in, and for the most part, I think Dolph jumped on him at first, but then he came back and hit the leg lariat or whatever you call it, and, you know, the crowd went crazy for it.
Yeah, but, I think a little something to give the crowd what they wanted.
Yeah, but that's what they wanted.
I would have been surprised
if
maybe they didn't decide to do that until, like, all those chants were started going. So that may have been something they called at the last minute.
I don't know. They might have had that planned all the way, but he was over in that building, that's for damn sure.
Plus, yeah. It's something they probably knew that they were going to chant that anyway, so.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
It better make it look like they were going to chant that anyway than, you know, just do nothing and kind of look silly just getting a chant like that in a match, you know, if it wouldn't have anything to do with Zack Ryder, so that was good.
Yeah. And, this is a match where the outcome could have decided other things backstage, and that is, like, supposedly Morrison's contract is up, and there was a talk that they weren't going to keep him or he was leaving or whatever, but then, like, he actually won the match, and people were like, oh, maybe he's signed, but I don't know. I mean, he pretty much got beat clean, you know, and
Yeah, they might have just thrown him out there for this match, just, you know, have like a hot match to start things off.
It was a good way to start the show. And we'll see if he's gone. And the next match is I'll let you do the intro for the next match.
The next match with Divas champion Beth Phoenix. Defeated Eve Torres with the glam slam off the top rope, which was awesome.
Yeah, that was fucking move of the night. I mean, really. I mean, as far as, like, the match, you know, they basically had all the Divas come out. Well, not, I don't even know if that's all of them. You know, I mean, they have lost a few of them, but so that might actually be all.
I don't know who every one of the Divas are, so I'm not sure if it was all of them or not. Most of them I don't recognize because, you know, some of them come from NXT or something like that, and I don't really pay attention to them that much.
Well, there were a bunch of the NXT ones. Like, they had, the way that you can tell them is, like, the tiniest of all the Divas is fucking AJ. And then the one that's actually more jacked up than Beth Phoenix used to be, she's more jacked up than Beth Phoenix is now, is fucking Caitlyn. And, yeah, I mean, if you really look close, she is actually fucking way more muscular than Beth Phoenix is now. And then you had the one that was married to Goldust, but she's a brunette now, so she looks, like, totally different.
Oksana.
And then they had, Oksana. And then they also had one that was, her name was Maxine, and she was one of the first ones kind of, like, eliminated. She was the one that always ended up having to kiss Hornswoggle and shit. And, I think she's just been, like, the two of them just do NXT. I don't even think they've been really on TV. I think maybe Oksana's been on TV a little bit, but
I wonder if anybody that watches NXT wonders if this little contest is ever going to fucking end.
I haven't even watched any since, like, I watched a little bit after the season after the girls, but then I kind of gave up after that.
I mean, they're, like, on week, like, 35 or something. And then usually those seasons last, like, maybe 10 weeks or something like that on the original ones on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, something like that. And ain't it, like, former contestants or, like, the coaches for newer contestants and shit like that? I mean,
yeah, I think it was, like, the redemption thing, like, they did, like, a redemption thing one season on Survivor where they brought people that lost back, and that's what they were doing this season or something like that. I don't know. It's been going on for fucking ever.
It'll probably keep going on forever. They just need to, you know, keep it for the programming on the website. But they also, you know, of course, the most over one out of everybody, of course, is Kelly Kelly.
Yeah, and you could just tell they just had all the women out there just to have them out there because they didn't do anything in this match.
Yeah, basically, I mean, they threw Beth in once, but they didn't really do anything. And then other than that, Natalya tried to interfere, like, maybe once or twice, but I actually kind of freaked out because they were actually kind of, I don't want to say putting over, but they actually mentioned that, they said Eve was a jiu-jitsu expert, and then they called, like the triangle, and, you know, they were actually naming, like, you know, like real, like kind of like UFC moves that she was doing. And it wasn't half bad, but when they climbed up to the top rope and then she got her, and you could tell Eve was like, holy shit. I mean, that move, and I think it might have hurt Beth, because after she got the pin, she was like, she might have just been selling it, but, I mean, she was holding on to her side. But, man,
it's better like for the Divas, because it seems to me like they do more pay-per-views where they just throw something out there to get all the Divas on the show. And like the guys, where it's just like once a year, WrestleMania, where they'll throw a battle royal in to get everybody on the show or something like that. They just seem to get a little bit more consideration when they just like throw them out to get them on the show and get a payday or something like that. Seem to happen more than it does with the men.
Yeah, that is true. But there's more, you know. Overall, you know, the guys are getting more spotlight. But yeah, you're kind of right about that. And then what was the next match?
This was when I was going to use Dave's results, but the site has crashed like I don't know how many times since I've been, going back and forth and checking. So
up like once or twice, but they go right back out. You can still get on the board if you go through like Google. You can still get on the board right now.
Yeah, and let's see. Match number three was what the traditional Survivor Series match. You had Team Orton with Randy Orton, Sheamus, Sin Cara, Kofi Kingston, and Mason Ryan against Team Barrett with Wade Barrett, Cody Rhodes, Hunico, Jack Swagger, and Dolph Ziggler. This is a fine match. Usually matches like this are pretty good.
Yeah, and it started off with a Ziggler. Ziggler still looked good, but then he got RKO'd real quick.
But he kind of has it out there because he wrestled before, so it's not like he didn't look like too much of a geek, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, he looked good right before up until the RKO, so.
But, I mean, they couldn't have kept, Hunico really needed to be there to the end. No.
Hunico was a bumping fucking machine. He was like a young psychosis. I mean,
I can't get over the ring gear. I don't like it.
Yeah, the ring gear does kind of suck. And he doesn't look all that thuggish, that had to go for him, but.
He was like, man, they
threw him around like a rag doll. And then they did a spot where, they throw everybody out. And, of course, the two high flyers are going to go flying out of the ring. So you got Kofi and Mystico. And I don't know what the hell happened, but Mystico caught the ropes or something and came down. And it looked like it was actually legit because, I mean, he didn't look like he was happy. And he looked like he was in pain. So they
it looked like when he hit the ropes, when he was planting his feet to go over the ropes, it looked like his knee went out on him, and he just kind of, tumbled over the top rope. It kind of looked botched, like he fucked up, like when I first saw it, and I think
he
was saying.
Like he gets caught by the rope. It looks like he gets caught by the rope. But yeah, now that you actually say that, now that I think about it, yeah, no, it did happen right before he took off.
Yeah, and I think they were reported a ruptured patella tendon. He'd probably be out about 6 months. So.
Oof, yeah, that's going to be a long time.
So the car experiment is still got all these bumps in the road. Now, and I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying this has just been like a fucked up thing from the start in some ways,
Yeah.
So nobody's really fault of their own or anything.
He's had bad knees. I mean, this dude, and there were some days where this dude would wrestle 4 or 5 times a day in different cities. His knees are a lot older than the rest of his body.
I was just saying, just looking back at, he finally mastered the thing with the trampoline in his entrance, but he couldn't even get over the top rope on a basic dive that he usually does. So.
Yeah. And then
for Hunico and all those guys, because I don't know if they're going to be using them much from now on.
Yeah, no shit, right? And of course, they got the one guy that they got waiting in Mexico who just keeps waiting and waiting and waiting. he's actually pretty awesome, but I mean.
Like, why not bring back the pacing car thing again? I mean, shit. Done it once before.
They could just have Politico break up with the Colognes, and then he can just they can have a match. Politico and Sin Cara, and basically he jump out of the ring, jump under the ring, put the mask on, jump back in the ring, do some moves, come back in, jump out, take off the mask.
Maybe Politico can take the mask and the persona back now, if he's not going to be there. I don't know. This was also this match. You know, the biggest story coming out of this match is Cody Rhodes has knee pads now.
I didn't hear him fucking snap to that. I got to go back and watch that. But yeah,
he got put over,
and the crowd was actually chanting Cody for like a long time.
Yeah, he looks like more of a stalker with knee. I mean, it's not having knee pads. They just look so bad on him.
It looks fucking gay. It looks fucking so fucking gay, dude.
Yeah.
But
maybe
that's why
everything else.
You know what? Because I didn't tell myself, it never occurred to me during the match that he looked gay, so maybe that's exactly what it is. It's those knee pads. But after the injury and they started, you know, having the match, they had the Superman come in, Mason Ryan, all jacked up, and he was killing everybody and throwing Hunico left and right. And then Cody just came in real fast, hit his move, and actually pinned Mason. And
I think that was actually probably one of the reasons the crowd popped for Cody.
Yeah, and the crowd popped for him when he did pin him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mason actually didn't look too bad when he was in there. But you know, they kept
when he's just
short,
doing
so.
Basic like big strongman stuff, he's fine.
Yeah.
You know, he just my God, you look at him and talk about a red flag.
And he's always trying to act all fired up, but I mean he just doesn't have it yet. I mean maybe, you know, Batista, it took a long time for Batista to get it, so maybe there was hope for Mason Ryan, but right now he doesn't have no charisma.
And Cody's body changed pretty fast too. Not saying anything. Cody's his midsection.
Yeah, Cody's getting jacked by the week too.
He looks better, and I'd say that for him.
Yeah.
And hey, this is what this business is all about, how you look. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Maybe now he's getting the push he can afford the human growth hormone, you know, and now he doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And then they ended up, I guess Kofi was the next one out. Kofi looked all right during the match. He got, like, a lot of shine in there, but he was the next one out. So
yeah,
basically
he lost White slaying by Wade Barrett. He hit him with a Wasteland and pinned him.
Yeah. So then it was Sheamus and Randy against the rest of basically four of the guys. And they had Sheamus, you know, run wild, but then he gets basically disqualified for, was it Swagger that he was just like kneeing over and over again, and
yeah,
just called for his disqualification.
Yeah, he was like, I think he was like under the ropes, and, you know, he got TQ'd for kicking too much ass.
Yeah, and then he ends up hitting the bro kick on Swagger before he leaves. So then Randy, you know, took out Swagger. So then it's Randy, and he ends up taking out Hunico, and then it's Randy against Cody and Barrett. And at first he's going to go for the RKO on Cody, and then Barrett gets in there, and then he's going to go for it on Barrett. But then Cody gets up, so he hits Cody with the RKO, and then Barrett hits the Wasteland, and it's cool that
and
Cody,
also
like,
he hit Hunico with RKO when he did a springboard.
Oh yeah, kind of like the Evan Bourne kind of spot, but not as good as the Evan Bourne, because of course, you know, Evan was doing a flip in the air.
Evan Bourne was
once
in a lifetime.
RKO.
That was one of the once in a lifetime spot. I'm still shocked that they got that right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was shocked at the end of this match. You know, I was thinking Randy Orton's gonna, you know, overcome the odds and everything, so I was kind of surprised that they put the other guys over.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be like the Shawn Michaels match we were talking about the other day where he comes back.
Yeah.
But,
the one that Craig got all his information
I would have had fucking Randy RKO Barrett and had Cody get the pin.
Yeah. Yeah, the Shawn Michaels stuff that some people on the board were appalled at Craig's lack of knowledge on that.
It wasn't just that, dude. Craig was wrong about everything on this show, man.
That's why you should ask me this question.
He was on Wikipedia or Google or something, and he still had everything wrong.
See, that's one of those things where, you know, I don't, most stuff I don't have to look at anything because I don't know, for some reason all this shit sticks in my brain. You know, it's always there. I can just like pull it out in moments' notice. So.
Mm-hmm. I literally thought we had Brian Alvarez on the line Friday night. Because he couldn't remember shit.
God, yeah, it's like on Monday Observer Radio. I swear him and Dave sleep through the show sometimes.
Right?
I just seem they miss a lot of stuff a lot of the times that I always pick up on.
Yeah. When Dave does pick on something or he's talking about something from the past and Brian is acting like he knows what he's talking about, when you know what Brian doesn't have fucking a clue who the hell Dave's talking about.
Yeah. What was next? John Laurinaitis was texting someone. Okay. World Championship match, Mark Henry versus Big Show. I thought this was disappointing.
It wasn't as good as the last one. I mean, it was pretty cool. I mean, it was all right, but it wasn't as good as the last match.
Yeah. I think the major spot in the match was what his elbow off the top, Show's elbow off the top rope.
Which took forever because you can tell Big Show was scared to death to fucking try and stand up. Because, I mean, he fucking balanced himself off for a long time, he was there, and finally he stands up and then goes for the top rope elbow. And then I just freaked out. I just blew my mind. That was a holy shit moment if there ever was one.
He reminded me of when all those times when Justin Gabriel was going for the 450, like on Vince McMahon, and he just looked so nervous up there, and took him like a minute to do the move. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, even longer. I mean, it took forever, but it was worth it. It was worth the wait.
Yeah, and in the end, it was Mark Henry gave a nut shot to Big Show, and they called for the DQ. I thought that was pretty lame. But if they're going
yeah,
to
that was,
match,
that was
what was the point, I think it should
have was the end of it.
Yeah, well, since they're going next month again, so, you know, I think they needed something to justify keeping it going, and they shouldn't have beat Mark Henry, so.
Yeah, and then, like, Show got, like, the heat at the end, but, yeah, it just set up the next pay-per-view, so, you know, it's not like
and
it was
I'm
a total waste.
And I'm it's going to be a chairs match.
That's what it would seem like, but I'm still hoping and praying that it's a ladder match, dude. You can't tell me that Mark Henry and the Big Show would not have the greatest ladder match of all time.
I don't know. That'd be one of those matches. If they did too much climbing on that ladder, I'd be, like, scared to death. You know? And they've been in ladder matches before, but, you know, when it's just two big guys and you don't have, like, little guys to throw around or
yeah.
do shit with the ladder.
I could just see them
on that big-ass ladder. That you know that mutant ladder from a couple years ago at Money in the Bank Big Show, and it took him like 5 minutes to get it in the damn ring because it's so fucking heavy.
He got all blown up. They could be on top of there and they could do the tier top spot and they could go flying out of your tables. It'd be awesome.
You know, if they only had one world champion, I would probably be more bothered that it would end in a lame DQ like this. But when they have two, it doesn't really bother me that much.
Yeah, and like I said, it sets up the next match. So, I mean, it wasn't too bad.
Yep. And then after the match, Big Show did the Pillmanize the ankle. So.
Well, he didn't come off the ropes. He just kind of gave him like a leg drop off of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and Henry was telling that like he was hurt pretty good and stuff. And then what was after this match?
think it was Alberto Del Rio versus CM Punk in the WWE title match, and I don't know, the best part of the match was Punk brought out Howard Finkel as his ring announcer.
Who Howard Finkel is now fucking three times the size of what he used to be when he was on TV, and I guess we know why he's no longer on TV, because Howard Finkel was fat. I mean, I was like, what the fuck? Do I need new contacts or something? Rub my eyes, and he was still fat.
Yeah, and see, at first I thought that Justin Roberts fucked up when he was announcing. He said CM Punk's personal ring announcer, and I thought he fucked up and was going to say Ricardo Rodriguez and just got, you know, the names mixed up. But then he said Howard Finkel, so.
Yeah.
But this is a very good match.
Yeah, it was a good match. It was like the story of the match is the real basically working over the arm. And they had a real good match. I love that spot where, like, the real looks like he's going to go for, like, the, like he's running towards the ropes and he's, like, going to do the drop kick to the guy outside,
yeah.
But the guy moves and he just goes flying straight to the mat.
He fucking slid out there and it looked like he was dead.
Yeah.
Big thud on the floor.
But still, he would take that in Mexico and that was basically a wood floor that he used to do it on, so it's a lot safer for him to do it here.
Yeah.
But it was a real good match, and the crowd was going crazy for CM Punk.
Yeah, afterwards, that was just, like, awesome when he would just run and leap in the front row.
Yeah. And then, you know what they're doing is that they're setting it up because you know there's a pay-per-view in Chicago coming up, so you know that's going to be where he loses the belt back.
Well, actually, there's a Raw in Chicago.
Oh, it's a Raw. He'll lose it on Raw. And wherever it is, whenever they go to Chicago, you know that's where he'll lose it.
Possibly. It'll be some weird
payback for the how routed they were the last time when they, you know, were chanting for him instead of for the pro WWF guy Cena. It'll be a little weird revenge to set things right.
Yeah, and I guess next month these two, it'll probably either be a TLC match or just a straight ladder match, I'm thinking, next month.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to, like, do the different things, you know, split them up, these two would be the ones to put to have the ladder match.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, Alberto has gained enough fat ladder match experience by this point, so Brian Alvarez can't complain that he'd never been in a ladder match and he shouldn't be in one because he's going to kill himself. That made me laugh for some reason. I don't know.
Right, I mean, sooner or later, everybody's in a ladder match for the first time. I mean,
how can it be a bad thing? You've never been in a ladder, being put in a ladder match when you've never been in one, and to get experience, you got to be put in a fucking ladder match. I mean, shit.
Yeah, that's just another one of the stupid things that he's always talking about.
Let's see. And then the main event was Rock and John Cena defeating Miz and R-Truth. Miz and R-Truth might as well have stayed home.
they were actually great in the match. For what they got, to do, they were actually pretty great. But, yeah, I mean.
The crowd was right here. I mean, they cheered shit out of the Rock and poor John Cena.
He was here playing it off like just like, you know, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Aha.
But you know
you
what?
Know, and then Rocky was playing it off serious, like, you know.
I would be laughing about it.
He wasn't taking it serious.
Yeah, I mean, if I was in his position, which is getting the shit booed out of me, I'd probably just smile and said, yeah, you motherfuckers are watching, though, right? Yeah. Okay.
See, that's why they should have gone with what I said to do instead of what they did. Because, you know, okay, they're already booing the crap out of Cena. It doesn't mean that Cena's the heel. It just means that all the assholes are more assholes at the show and they're booing Cena. When it comes to WrestleMania, it's going to be the same fucking thing. They're going to be in Miami. It's going to be 99 to 1%. Well, there'll be more than that because the kids and the girls will still be cheering for Cena, but even that'll be a lesser percentage because, you know, hometown people, you know, they might be the kids and girls because they're from Miami might be more prone to cheer for Rock. So it might even be even smaller come WrestleMania. So why not just add to that fucking hatred of John Cena, and they should have had John Cena lay out the Rock tonight.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, Rock laying him out, it's not like tomorrow on Raw, Cena can do anything about it. The Rock ain't going to be there, as far as I know.
Yeah.
He's not going to be there for a while. So, you know, have Cena, you know, do something to lay out the Rock at the end, and then it's more of a build and makes you want to see, like, the very next time he returns. Like, we'll probably be on Raw or something like that, and, like, I guess probably January or February. So.
Yeah, that's what they should have done. But Rock fucking looks fantastic. I posted on Facebook that, you know, he still got it, and somebody posted that he's got more than when he left.
Yeah, I mean, he was all jacked up. I was kind of worried that, you know, sometimes when people go into, like, acting in movies and stuff like that, especially like a wrestler, it seems like they lose a lot of muscle tone and they get smaller, but he looks in great condition.
Yeah, well, he's jacked up for the movie he's doing right now, so, you know.
I wonder if he's eligible for the wellness test or something like that. Just being part-time. Probably not.
Right, I doubt it.
He'd be like the same person that was smoking weed or that stuff with Evan Bourne and didn't get suspended.
Okay, that's... For those that don't know, when Evan got busted and got suspended, he was not the only person smoking. There was quite a few people that were smoking the same shit, and then somehow only two people came up dirty, and one of them came up dirty for real marijuana, and that's a spice, but it's unknown. It's known that he was smoking the spice, not real marijuana, but somehow the test came up as marijuana instead of that. How did two people smoking the same thing come up with two different fucking things?
Where's Evan from? St. Louis?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then
that's
why wasn't...
Big Star lives there. Where are your buddies?
The what?
Said another pretty big star lives there. I wonder if they're buddies, and that's who the guy was. Just throwing something out there.
Well,
who's the biggest star that you know comes from St. Louis?
Yeah, and that guy's been known to smoke some pot.
He's been known to smoke pot at the arena outside. Yeah, he got suspended for it for doing it at a WrestleMania after party or something a few years ago.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's who it could be.
But what I want to know is, okay, I understand why they started smoking the spice in the first place, because basically what happened, okay, for those that don't know, the wellness policy, you basically get suspended for everything except pot. But if you get caught with pot, they fine you, like, what was it, $2,000 or something?
Yeah.
So basically they called it the pot tax. So these guys would just go and fail it every month and pay their fine and keep smoking. Well, then so many guys were failing over and over again, and you could see that by some guys' pushes on TV, and they were told not to fail any more drug tests, and then so all of a sudden they weren't failing the drug tests anymore because they were basically smoking the spice, and that's a toot my own horn, but I actually broke the whole spice story to Dave. He didn't know anything about it at Brian's wedding. And so, you know, they started smoking the spice, which fucking sucks. It just I smoked it once and it gave me a headache. I didn't fucking like it. And
it would actually maybe be cheaper just to like pay the fine every month or something like that, every time you get tested, than it would be to get sent home for 30 days.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, start running me a, you know, go to whoever and let's run me a tab so I can, you know, pay in advance for all these test failures for marijuana.
Right. But the thing with the spice is, like, you know, people, it kind of became like an in thing, I guess, to smoke that stuff, and like even Miley Cyrus was smoking it on video and stuff. So basically,
feel bad.
The what?
I heard that shit gives you like a hangover and stuff.
I don't think it just gives you a headache. I didn't like it. But anyway, so more people are doing it, so people's government starts to think that maybe they should look into it and study it or whatever. And some states, I think, have banned it. So the WWE banned it. They don't want people smoking weed, so they banned a replacement. And then, of course, now they gotta put that on the list. But this one, it's just like everything else where you get a suspension. But they still have the marijuana rule where basically it's just a fine. So why the fuck are you smoking the shit that can get you suspended when you could just get fined? That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it's smoking that spice. Aren't you getting punished the same way as you're smoking marijuana? Just smoke marijuana. Like, goddamn.
I mean, it's a worse punishment than just smoking marijuana. So, yeah, just smoke the marijuana. Fucking spice.
Look, it's wrestling. It probably is a 30-day vacation. But how much these guys work.
I love that one at Nerman where Dave fucking broke the one story on Tuesday night, Coke night. Oh, man, it just starts going to my head. All right, who's he talking about?
And I think it's so stupid. I mean, I understand the marijuana is illegal and all that, but, you know, they're not hurting anybody by smoking dope. You know,
right.
I don't know. I don't even know why dope isn't, why they haven't legalized it. It's, to me, it's no different from drinking.
It's fucking a lot safer than drinking, dude. But anyway, I could go on forever about why marijuana is illegal and why it shouldn't be. But
I would feel better about guys smoking weed to, like, you know, like maybe relieve their pain from stuff than taking painkillers or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a.
And you ain't dropping dick because you smoke dope.
Yeah, you know, you can take 50 somers and die. You could smoke 50 joints and you're just going to be fucking stoned. You're not going to die.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe they don't want all these people to get the munchies and eat a lot and get fat, but still be in shape. I don't know.
Something like that.
One thing I noticed in this main event is I don't think Rock still hasn't figured out how to put the sharpshooter on.
Right? I don't know why he fucking uses it. He always says that weird, like, he does. He puts it on real weird. But I thought R-Truth was pretty awesome in the match. And actually, the Miz is pretty good, but like I say, I mean, they were just there, you know, no one really cared, but they, you know, they put on a good performance.
Yeah,
and
I thought it was good for what they wanted. They wanted to rock their wrestling, so they you know, accomplished what they wanted to accomplish.
I had heard, like, the two of them were going down, like, to, like, the movie set to work out with them, and I'm sure you could tell by the opening sequence, I think that they sent Ricky Steamboat down with him to be the agent and the coach.
Yeah, with all the arm drags.
Yeah. That's the first thing that popped in my mind.
We got some of the chants tonight. We got, of course, we want Ryder chants, D'Lo Brown, Daniel Bryan chants for ice cream. You can't wrestle at John Cena. Which I think is a stupid thing to yell at the guy. Like, seriously.
Yeah. He just laughed it off.
We got a Randy Savage chant when Punk did the big elbow.
Yeah.
And we got an HBK chant when Big Show did the super kick.
Yeah, the crowd was an awesome crowd. I got to give him their props. I mean, that was enough. They came up with some cool shit, actually.
I'm surprised Mick Foley wasn't on the show, because I know who he was in town.
Yeah, this shit, right? You know, just throw him up or something. You know, he could have just made, like, a backstage skit or something.
They should go to Raw. They should have at least like Raw or SmackDown in Madison Square Garden once a month or something. That's always a good crowd. I mean, even if matches suck or something, the crowd entertains you, son.
Yeah, well, but they could burn it out, you know, after a while. They're going to want to go every month, you know. It was an awesome crowd.
Yeah, the garden,
mom and,
you know,
the front row or something.
They did the renovations, and you know, that little small entranceway is gone from the garden. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. You know, like the old, like the old school, like in the 80s when you watched like a house show or something from MSG and they had that, just that one small aisleway right there.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about now. You know, I used to, back in the early 80s, and like I once on the show, like before they were on USA, on my cable, we got a channel out of New York. And cause I know it's New York because they always had some New York news. It was like the New York local news. But they always show like old stupid movies, or they'd have like horse racing, and they showed the WWE. And like maybe once a month or so, they would actually show the one of the cars at Madison Square Garden. Like I remember seeing one where it was the main event was like Bob Backlund against like Alpha the Samoan, but you got like a bunch of really good matches, and it was like a two. It was, I don't want to say it was like an early version of like a pay per view or something, but it was like, yeah, you get like fucking like a 2 or 3 hour show. And you'd get, like, fucking all the matches from that MSG show. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. And then at the end, Cena's, let's see, who won? Rock and Cena won. And at the end, John Cena was leaving, you know, because the Rock's in there, and they're all chanting for the Rock. And then Cena comes back in and kind of go face-to-face. And Rock, it's pretty easy to read the Rock's lips, and he's saying some shit to Cena. He's saying, "Get your little bitch ass out of here," or something like that. I'm not sure.
They should have microphoned it better, because you could tell what he was saying, but you know, it would have been better if you could hear it better.
Yeah, and then Rock left him laying with the Rock Bottom, so.
And they did the thing kind of like where like, they each took a turn and get on the turnbuckle to get everyone to cheer, but they were smart enough not to use the theme music and keep doing it like they did the one time when it was Cena and Punk.
Yeah.
This time they just did like two each and, you know, no music. And, you know, just there laughing it off the way they were booing him and shit.
But overall, I'd say this was a great show, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I didn't think nothing was wrong with it. Everything was pretty good. You know, weakest match, but the women's match, and they had to fuck them off in this move of the show. So, I mean, you know, everything was good, and you know that it sets up the next pay per view, which they seem to actually have a plan for the next pay per view already. You know, so. Hopefully, you know, the closer we get to WrestleMania, the more they'll have to think out shit and actually make the shows make sense compared to how they've been the last couple of weeks.
Now, do you have any comments on Matt Hardy?
How the fuck do you get booze inside a rehab? That's what I want to know. Don't they, like, search them? Don't they go through every single one of your fucking things looking for fucking drugs before you even go in there? And aren't you supposed to be fucking, like, not to talk to the fucking public? But then, didn't they go home or something?
Yeah, I think he went home for a couple of days or something like that.
What the hell kind of rehab is that? You get to go home and he was posting nude pictures of his girlfriend or something. You know.
Yeah, and he blamed it on mouthwash, and I don't know, why would you have mouthwash that contains alcohol if you're in rehab? It sounds like something they would confiscate.
Yeah, exactly. They would confiscate it. They wouldn't let you have anything like that shit, dude. They would take it away from you if you bought it, and they sure as hell wouldn't have it in there themselves and stuff. And
I'm sorry, that's not going to register like a too much of an over the limit.
It might, because check this out. This one buddy of mine, he used to do the paper route, like, you know, paper route like I did. He had fucked up his truck, and he had to borrow a friend's car. Well, this friend's car that he borrowed is a dude who had a bunch of DWIs who basically had a breathalyzer in the car. It's one of those where you have to breathe into it before the car will start.
Yeah.
And so my friend gets in the car, and, you know, he's in there, and then he sprays some cologne on. And then went to breathe in it, and the thing picked up the fucking alcohol from the cologne, and the whatever went off and told the basically that guy was seeing his probation officer the next day, my buddy's friend, because they were like, you know, they thought that he got in the car drunk because it registered so much alcohol.
And shouldn't
he wanted to kick my friend's ass.
And you think about those breathalyzers that, you know, if you fail, you can't, like, start your car. Shouldn't that be, like, a requirement or, like a law or something, like wearing your seatbelt? You should be, like, you should have to have one of those things in your car or something.
You know what? That's actually a fucking good idea, but it would never happen, but that actually is a good fucking idea.
I mean, it just makes, I mean, if you, you got to blow a, you know, not drinking any alcohol, and you gotta, you know, like blow it before your car will start. So, I wonder how much that'll cut down on drunk driving accidents and shit like that.
It makes a big fucking difference, but I just can't see it happening. But that might have been one of the best ideas ever in the history of drinking.
And then Matt Hardy, of course, is. One day his requirement was that he had to go to rehab or else he would go to jail. So as soon as he got off the plane going home, they arrested him, and I think it's like $1 million bond or something.
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking about him for fucking weeks because he keeps fucking getting pulled over. He fucking falls down the steps of his house. He's fucking so fucked up. His girlfriend calls the cops and shows him where his stash is and all the shit, he gets caught. So basically, after all this, and then don't forget his fake suicide, you know, where he basically went on YouTube or whatever and did a video basically saying he's going to kill himself, and people on the Facebook are telling people to call the cops because Matt Hardy's killing himself and shit like that. And then, you know, then all of a sudden he comes up and he's like, oh, I'm going to rehab. And, of course, the next day we find out, oh, that's why you're going to rehab, asshole.
I just like to somebody on the Facebook say, somebody call the police. Which police am I supposed to call? I don't know.
He put the name of the town in South Carolina and everything.
I wonder if I could just dial 911 and say, like, if I'm here in Texas and just dial 911 and say, this person, I think, is committing suicide in, like, North Carolina, I'd probably get hung up on.
They might. What I want to know is, like, okay, let's say you're, like, let's say I go to, you know, Vegas and I have my cell phone, and let's say somebody starts, let's say, beating the shit out of Brian Alvarez and I need to call 911. If I'm using my cell phone, which is a San Antonio phone, and I call 911, what 911 am I calling? San Antonio or Vegas?
I don't know. But I think there would be a better chance that, like, when you're seeing that, there'd probably be another way to, like, a phone you could get to the call in Las Vegas or something like that.
I'd probably just let them beat the shit out of them and just keep going on.
And might as well.
Yeah. You know, might as well. But, oh, man, what can you say about Matt Hardy? I mean, what has happened? This dude has just become the... He's a younger version of Scott Hall. Basically, or you could say, I mean, the dude is fucked up. He has issues. He has problems. He needs fucking help. And I don't think he realizes he needs help. And I don't know. I don't think the odds are good. I don't think the odds are good. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just, his girlfriend posted a bunch of shit on Twitter about being pissed off or something. I don't know why people do stuff like that. Go on Twitter and report stuff like that.
She'll be like, oh, mad, and then she'll be pissed off one day, and then she'll be back, oh, mad, and then all pissed off, and she's as wacky as he is, it seems like.
It's like, you know, there's some people like her put up a bunch of shit. I probably, you know, I don't feel like I should be reading this. This is like a personal situation. I don't know why you want to talk about it on Twitter or something like that. I think it's so stupid.
Yeah.
As far as Matt Hardy goes, I think she just, I don't know, it may be time to just take him out in the backwoods and put him down like a hunting dog with cancer or something.
So that'd be the best thing for him. I mean, because the way he's going, he might take somebody with him.
They should have done, you know, like with Lenny and of Mice and Men.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, because his main problem is besides doing all the shit he's doing, the motherfucker likes to drive and fucking, you know. So unfortunately, when the time does come, and he's probably going to take somebody with him. Unfortunately.
Yep.
You know, so they need to make sure his car, he always has a car with one of those breathalyzer things in it or something.
Yeah.
Because,
even if he wasn't out drinking and driving or whatever, he'd probably still fuck up some other way.
Yeah. I just remember, you know, somebody ran into him at one of the WrestleMania parties in Arizona, and he was just fucked up, dude. So, if that's something that just started happening, you know, these last few months, it's been building for a couple of years. And, like I say, the dude, he doesn't think he has a fucking problem. So, you know, it's going to be like Scott Hall. He's going to go to rehab about a half a dozen times, and he's going to end up fucking up every time. And, you know, it's just going to be a sad, sad story.
And in about 5 years, he's going to be the one being helped into a ring at an indie show in front of, like, 100 people, like Scott Hall
would. Right. And it'll be Shannon Moore wrestling with him instead of Seth Incredible, like in the video.
Now, real quick, have you been enjoying Sons of Anarchy this season?
It's been a great season. I thought that was kind of a lame way to kill off fucking Tacoma. They made it look like he was fucking going to be like a part of the show this season. You know, and then like he's only on the first few episodes and then he's gone. And then when he finally comes back, they blow him up and his arm gets thrown on top of fucking Flash. Oh, what's his name? Juice. What am I saying? Flash. Juice.
Yeah.
I like the storyline they got with Juice, because you don't know how it's going to go. Like, you could kind of think that maybe in a way they're going to use that to get rid of Clay, but then I could also see fucking Chibs in having to be the one to, like, kill him, you know?
Yeah, well, I think, after last week's episode, you know, Jimma said that one of the sons is going to have to put Clay down, and you know, then Opie found his dad, and you know, like, Unser came in and told him, like, because he knew if he told him that, he was probably gonna end up trying to kill Clay. So,
yeah,
he knew what to do.
So that's what it looked like. Yeah, he knew what he was doing. And so,
speaking of like a series finale,
when they said it was gonna be a 90-minute episode, I was kind of thinking that it was already gonna be the end of the season, because you know, like some cable shows, they don't do like a whole season, they'll break them up in half, and
yeah.
I kind of already thought it was the end, but, you know, luckily it's not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how, I mean, this season feels like the end of the series with all they're doing. You know, Jack's getting out of the club, and Clay, you know, possible. I don't know how Clay can get out of this. I mean, I don't know if he's going to survive till next season.
And they also look like they could be taking Bobby out, because if like they do go down, Rico, Bobby's one of the ones that's going down, because the one guy, And I don't blame that dude, because that motherfucker's gone through fucking it. The motherfucker had to commit suicide to get in the infirmary to kill one of their enemies.
That guy, Otto, he's been through some hell, and something happens to him every year. Wasn't it one time like that Arians or something stuck a broomstick in his eye, he lost his eye or something?
Yeah, he took out his eye, and then later on they fucked up his other eye. You know,
wife got
barely
killed.
See out of that one, and
wife got,
you know,
killed.
Just that. And then, like I say, this year we had a, like he had to fucking slice his wrist to get in the infirmary to fucking jack up the Russian dude. I mean, and then his wife gets killed, and then he finds out that like Bobby's fucking her and shit, and. But he still has the science, so something could come up where it's just like, you know, it's a swerve or something. But
yeah,
we'll see. But yeah, those
like
are
two more seasons. They just renewed the show for like two more seasons, so it's gonna continue.
Well, that's cool, but it's gotta go through some changes. I mean, something's gonna have to. I mean, like I say, I mean, there's too much shit with Clay. I mean.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
know,
like,
beat the shit
no
out
way
of.
He could survive this season. I mean, unless he goes to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he beat the shit out of Gemma. He killed Piney. He tried to have Jax's wife killed.
Yeah.
I don't know where
that's another thing that's cool is just the fact that they had Danny Trejo on the season this year.
This season, at first, this season was kind of looking like a reunion of people from The Shield or something. Did you ever watch The Shield? I mean, it had like Captain Aceveda, it had Lemonhead, and had Ronnie from the strike team. He was like with the FBI or something.
Yeah. Well, it was the same channel, ain't it? FX that had a.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right about that. It's always showed people popping up on it. But yeah, it's been an awesome series so far. Walking Dead's been pretty good, but, you know, they're kind of drawing out the storyline a little too long. They need to hurry up and find that little bitch.
Yeah.
And Daryl's getting a love interest. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I'd like the funniest thing was when they tried to get the huge walker out of the well.
Yeah. Oh, that was like the... Okay. That episode was like a whole waste of time because you got their spend like it was the whole episode trying to get this fat ass fucking zombie out of the well, and they finally get him out and he's right there on the edge and he splits in half and falls back and just.
I know, and the stupidest thing to me was that guy's down in that well. I'm not drinking water from that well anymore. I don't care if he's been split in half or not. You know? I mean, could...
Right?
Water's probably already contaminated.
Yeah,
so, no,
that's
I'm
it,
not going to drink out of that well anymore. Fuck that. I just...
I'm not taking a chance that a zombie can pee or take a shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was just stupid. They should just close that motherfucker up from the beginning.
I'm still waiting for Merle's got to return sometime, right?
Well, they're already showing them. I mean, they showed them this past last week.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was just kind of like a dream thing, you know.
Yeah, but that to me, that's just building for him to actually come back, you know.
Yeah, he'll
probably
come back.
They'll bring him back next year.
Yeah, I mean, did you ever read any of the comics?
Actually, that's the thing. I never read any of the comic books.
Yeah, because I was like wondering if it was like pretty true to the comics or not.
There's like stuff that's kind of like from the comic books, but there's a lot of stuff that they changed from the comic books currently.
I mean, I know from the comic books they, you know, they eventually got to they went to a farm or something. I think they eventually end up in a prison or something like that. That's about all I know.
Yeah, a prison run by some governor or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because, you know, if you read the Throne of the Board, people reference stuff that's supposedly coming up. And so, but it's been okay. But Son of Anarchy has been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I guess we could get, we pretty much talked about the whole thing. I mean, is there any more you want to say about Matt Hardy?
No. Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck Matt Hardy. And anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, cool. Cool. Well,
we doing
I almost fucked myself up big time yesterday.
What? How about that?
Well, I've been, trying to lose weight again, and I've been, jogging a little bit. Well, what I do is I live next to my old high school and middle school, and it's kind of like almost like a big island, and if I walk to the right of my house and go in this, circle, it takes me, it's a mile and a half to get back home the other way. And then the track, my high school track is, halfway, so I walk there, and then I do the track, and what I do is, I'm fucking close to 300 pounds, it's not really good for my legs to fucking run straight. So what I'll do is I'll run the straightaways and I'll walk the turns. And that way I keep my, I get my heart beating, but it's not like punishing my legs as much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Saturday I was like, fuck it, I was like, because usually I'll do it in the morning after work and the paper route. And usually what I'll do is, it's like I say, it's a mile and a half walk, and then I'll do like another mile and a half of jogging and walking. So like maybe 3 miles total, everything. So I went to the track and I was just fucking, I actually felt good. So I did about 4 miles of just doing that, plus, the walking there, and then I still have to walk home. Well, on the fourth mile, and I had some nice scenery because the high school girls soccer team showed up while I was running. And, but anyway, I always sprint the last 100, you know what I mean? So, I was already kind of, getting really tired the last two laps. And then, but when I came to that last 100, I was like, fuck it, I just sprinted like normal, so I was running as hard as I could. And then I just felt, and it's weird because I didn't just, it's like, I felt it, but it's like I also kind of heard it. But I felt like a snap in the back of my leg, and I was like, oh, fuck. So I just, slowed down and stopped, and I was like, I was almost expecting that not even be able to put any more weight on my leg because, it hurt when it snapped. But I was able to, still kind of walk on it, so I kind of walked to the side. I didn't want to look too bad in front of all these high school girls playing soccer. So I kind of just, limped to the side, the field house, and I kind of just caught my breath, and I was kind of sitting there, and I was for a minute there, I was oh fuck, man, I might have to call somebody. But then I tried to see if I could walk it off, and I could walk it off, but I was in some serious discomfort, and I could have to walk home, so I had to walk a mile like that. But I got home and iced it and took a bunch of pills and some muscle relaxers, and it's a little tight, but I'm actually fine now. I miss work, but I'm going to the doctor's and get a note for work for missing that tonight. But I actually have an excuse. But, so I thought, when it happened, I thought that I fucked myself up like this big man style. You know what I mean? When he fucked up his tricep. What did he fuck up?
His quads.
His quad, yeah. I thought maybe me, I was like, man, maybe I pulled a quad or tore a hamstring or something. But I think I actually think I could fucking start running again in a couple of days, actually. But, yeah, I was about to have a heart attack.
Well, maybe it'll be, you won't look as much as, maybe, hopefully you didn't look as big of a fool as Vince when he crawled into the ring and stood up and promptly fell. I still remember
right?
that. That was awesome.
And then he tore the other one later on that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I fucking lit my asshole fucking yesterday. I was like, oh, man. But anyway, I survived it. But but basically, that's all. Had a funny incident today. I got called an asshole by somebody. That just fucking kind of shocked me, and actually it made me laugh. I thought it was, I got a kick out of it, but I accidentally pissed off somebody. And I didn't mean to piss you off if you're listening, but that was funny. I just said a joke. They responded kind of like they weren't too happy. I said a joke, and then the next thing I know, I'm being called an asshole in all caps. It was fucking hilarious.
Oh, so it was DC Sniper.
Yeah, it wasn't DC Sniper, but
We should kill
it. It was. But that's what I actually thought too. The first thing that popped in my head was DC Cypher when I saw the I am. But, you know, hopefully they're not mad at me anymore. So. But anyway, everyone, check out our show. We'll be back to our normal show on Friday. So everyone check out, and everyone check out AngryMercs.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMercs.com along with a lot of other shows, like the Angry Merc Show and probably like 6, 7, 8 other shows. Everyone check out that.
Doing Black Friday again. We have a report on Friday.
Oh, that's right. We should get fucking, I wonder if Derek's doing Brian's show. I haven't really heard from Derek ever since he got his Facebook hacked and he never went back.
He did what now?
Like, yeah, I used to hear from Derek all the time, but then his Facebook got hacked and he never came back. So.
Yeah, he was always like on the Torch website. He did like an audio there like once a week or something. And stopped
he
doing
did that
it.
For like a couple months and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that. I mean, Craig's probably going to do the Black Friday thing. I tell you right now, I am not going to do the Black Friday thing. I'd rather shoot myself.
I got to throw the goddamn newspaper for fucking Black Friday. Actually, I throw that on Thursday. I feel like, you know, Thursday is like, I don't know how big the papers are in Dallas, but because I think San Antonio actually has the biggest Sunday newspaper in the nation, but. You know how big the paper is on Sunday compared to the other day. I got so that on Thursday. So then,
yeah.
But then the next day, that's the next Friday morning when I'm doing the paper route, there's a fucking Walmart on my route.
Oh, God.
And I could be there like around 4 in the morning, and it'll be full, and people will be circling for parking spaces or whatever. And, it's crazy. Luckily, it's like at the end of one of my routes, and it's not like right in the middle, so I don't personally have to deal with all the traffic, except for like, you know, one street. But yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
gonna you're not gonna find me going getting up at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning to go to a Best Buy or something.
Right.
I'd rather pay full price for everything.
Yeah, no shit. I just wait a few months and everything gets down. That's gonna get sold during Christmas.
Although I do always enjoy reading like all the horror stories from Black Friday where people get in fights and they're running all over each other and shit like that. That's pretty funny.
Little kids get trampled on and shit and just crazy, dude. People get fucking go serious and want to kill people.
Yeah, I mean, people be out in front of Best Buy with like their fucking tents or something. Like they're waiting to get tickets to Star Wars Episode One.
Right? They'll be out there, they'll be fighting, spinning, and kicking, and punching each other, and all in the name of Christ. Yeah. So, you know, it's crazy. They have a fuck Black Friday. But I guess we can... I don't go anywhere to do my Christmas. We're going to have one of the things we'll be talking about on next Friday, of course, will be Craig's Adventures on Black Friday.
Yep.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, even without Black Friday, I don't go shopping. I go to Amazon.com and do all my shit. I don't have to go to nowhere.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I try to stay away from Black Friday as much as possible. So I'm just going to chill out that day. But anyway, we'll go ahead and end the show. And everyone will come back Friday, and I guess we'll talk to everybody then.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the Matrix shit. Let's go hook him up! I wanna dog you until I wear put your Texas ass out there today. The game is ours to play. And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.